This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Over 5 million. That's the number of people infected with the coronavirus worldwide. The total number of deaths is nearing 330,000. In the United States, the hardest hit country, the death toll now tops 93,000. With the global death toll continuing to rise, leaders of the G7 nations are considering U.S. President Donald Trump's idea of meeting for an in-person summit, perhaps as early as next month. Work continues on potential vaccines, and on Thursday, pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca said it had deals in place to manufacture 400 million doses of a vaccine developed by Oxford University. The vaccine is still undergoing trials necessary to determine whether it is both effective and safe. In the meantime, technology giants Apple and Google have released smartphone technology that can tell people if they've been exposed to someone infected with the coronavirus. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
In a rare joint venture between the competitors, states will be able to use the technology to build phone apps based on Bluetooth wireless technology to detect when someone with the app has spent time near another app user who's found to be positive for COVID-19. The software does not use GPS tracking to alleviate privacy concerns, and identities will be encrypted. Apple and Google say they're not trying to replace contact tracing, but they say their automatic exposure notification system can augment that manual process and help identify virus carriers out in public, not showing symptoms at that point. A handful of states and 22 countries say they plan to use the technology. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. Doctors in Nigeria's economic capital, Lagos, have gone on strike to protest alleged police harassment of health workers during a dusk-to-dawn curfew aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19. Health workers, including doctors, have been exempted from the curfew as providers of essential services. But the Nigerian Medical Association has accused police in Lagos of harassing and detaining its members. A U.S. military plane is delivering a first batch of medical aid to Russia today, including 50 ventilators to help with coronavirus cases. Russia's case tally, the world's second highest, rose to more than 317,000 on Thursday, while the death toll climbed past 3,000. President Trump is backing off a threat to hold up federal funds for two battleground states looking to make it easier and safer to vote during the virus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's the latest twist in the president's attack on voting by mail, which the CDC recommends as a safe option during the pandemic.
Mail-in ballots are very dangerous. There's tremendous fraud involved and tremendous illegality.
There's no evidence of that, and the president himself requested an absentee ballot to vote in Florida. Still, he threatened to keep federal funds from Michigan and Nevada for sending either ballots or applications to voters. His comments appear to reflect growing GOP concerns that mail-in voting will give Democrats an edge in November. He did not threaten Republican-dominated states who've taken the same steps as Michigan. The president later backed off the funding threat.
I don't think it's going to be necessary.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More than a dozen people are believed to have been killed by a powerful cyclone that hit parts of eastern India and Bangladesh, leaving a trail of mass destruction and chaos. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
The capital city of India's West Bengal state, Calcutta, took the brunt of the storm as Cyclone Amphan tore down trees, smashed cars, and left residents wading through flooded streets. In neighboring Bangladesh, officials said at least four people were killed, and power supplies have been cut off in some districts. Authorities there moved around 2.5 million people to storm shelters this week, including hundreds of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar. Rescue operations have also been complicated by efforts to avoid the spread of coronavirus.
That is Reuters' Gloria So reporting. Stock markets mostly fell Thursday after rallying for much of the week, with any gains dragged by profit-taking. While concerns over the long-term impact of the coronavirus and worsening China-U.S. relations added to the selling pressure. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News. We'll be right back.